Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper.
The NRL season has kicked into gear for another year. Is it just me, or do the seasons start earlier and earlier these days? And at the start of every season, I remember a woman who helped out at my high school. She was the world's greatest Panthers fan. She had a flagpole with the Panthers flag flying in her front yard, even though she didn't live in Penrith. She always wore the team colours. She knew every team member, their stats, and all the relevant info about them, even their dietary requirements. No one was silly enough to try and bag out her team, because she was so passionate about them, and the consequences were bound to be unpleasant. You know, I don't even remember her name, but every year I think of her, because I remember how much of a passionate and loyal supporter she was of her rugby league team, and how every conversation with her would work its way round to them. I wonder sometimes what people think about me, and how they would describe me. Would I be happy with the description? Do the things I believe strongly show out in the way that I live? People I've interacted with but haven't really spoken to much, like students with that woman back at the school, what would they perceive I was passionate about? Would knowing my beliefs confirm what they already saw, or would they be surprised? Now, I'm not saying that we should define ourselves based on what people say about us, but it's useful to stop and reflect on how well we are walking the talk, how well our actions are matching our words, and even more than that, how well our actions and words match what we believe. There's a wise saying in the Bible about that. It says, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. What we say comes from what's in our hearts. There's nothing wrong with being all out nuts for the Panthers, or whichever team you go nutty for. But more important than that is whether our words and our actions match up with what we claim to believe. When we walk the talk, people notice what we're passionate about. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.